Without a domestic partnership registry, people who are in committed relationships could be denied information about a sick partner. But an ordinance proposed by Councilmember Yvonne Capine would change that. R. Siegfried said that during a recent hospitalization, staff gave his partner the runaround.
I am particularly touched by it because I was in a horrific car accident, and when it came down to Nick coming to the hospital and getting, they called him to come down. He went down. When he got there, there was confusion as what they could tell him, what they couldn't tell him. He knew I was in bad shape. That was it.
That's one reason council members unanimously supported the proposal. Mike Suarez said it's likely to get backlash from opponents who see it as a step towards gay marriage. He denied that claim, but added the measure is important to protect any couple, same or opposite gendered, in the event of an accident.
She was a member of the, she was a gay officer and had a domestic partnership at that time. And I believe that they were together for 10 years at the time of her death. And there was quite a fight between the pension board and her about what was available as a domestic partner.
But Suarez's fear so far comes without warrant. According to council members, of the hundreds of emails each has received about this initiative, none has been in opposition. Councilmember Mary Mulhern echoed that.
For something that could have been controversial, this was not controversial. It is really heartening for me, and I think for all of us in this room, to realize that we didn't have not one negative comment about this. We didn't get emails. We didn't have people calling us. This community realizes that this is the right thing to do.
Even though they each wear wedding rings and had a wedding, Ed Lally and his spouse aren't recognized in Florida as a married couple. Lally was one of 21 members of the public to speak in favor of the registry. None spoke against it.
Phil and I went to Canada in 2006 to get married because we couldn't get married anywhere in this country. As you know, our country, our state, our city doesn't recognize our union. And because of that, we do not have the 1,100 protections and benefits that are allowed to the married people in this country.
According to the proposal, any adult in a committed relationship could apply for the registry. To do so, the measure's sponsor, Yvonne Capine, expects there to be a two-page application and a fee around $50. That's based on a comparable ordinance recently adopted in Orlando. Many of the protections it would provide are available to couples now, but it could cost them thousands of dollars. Mary Ruth Kennedy, president of the Tampa Bay Business Guild, said a domestic partnership registry could also save businesses time and money.
Domestic partnership registries also make it easier for businesses to do business. A domestic partnership registry cuts down on paperwork and time for the employer. Many large companies offer domestic partnership benefits, but in order for the employee to prove that they are in fact in a committed relationship, there can be forms, interviews, discussions, affidavits, and more. With a DP registry, one form will suffice, and doing business just got easier in Tampa.
Stephanie Nichols is a transgender woman who has lost touch with most of her immediate family. Those who she still is in contact with live far away. She said a domestic partnership registry is needed for people in similar situations who couldn't rely on medical decisions from family members.
Unfortunately, she now rests in a box, buried in the cold earth, her final wishes unfulfilled. My family didn't get it right. My fear of Alzheimer's is it is hereditary, and I don't want to be buried in a box either. This proposed legislation is important so we can communicate our wishes through our partners, who may know us better than our families.
The measure is also supported by the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida. An attorney for that group, John Dingfelder, said Tampa joining the handful of other Florida municipalities who have adopted similar ordinances is a leap for equality.
As human beings, we seem to like labels, okay? Are you gay? Are you straight? Are you young? Are you old? But at the end of the day, what are we? We're human beings, and we all deserve equal human rights. And that's what the ACLU is committed towards. We all know probably very, very well young, old, gay, straight folks who are in committed long-term relationships. And regardless of what label we put on them, each one of those folks and each one of those partners deserves the same type of human rights and human dignity.
The domestic partnership issue will go before council for a second reading on April 5th. If passed, an ordinance could go into effect as early as this summer. Council members Charlie Miranda and Lisa Monteleone were absent from today's vote. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.